word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to another edition of Consider His Word, where we're continuing our Bible study with Jesus in the upper room from John chapter 13, 14, 15, and 16. I'm not sure how long this series is going to take, but we're going to go through and study these four chapters. It may take us the rest of the year. I really don't know. And if you'd like to go back and hear the previous Bible studies in this series, you can go to our website and find them there at www.considerhisword.org. You can go through and find each Bible study from this series with Jesus in the upper room. Pretty soon we get to the end of chapter 14. We're actually going to be changing places. At this point in the scripture, we are with Jesus in the upper room. Jesus is there with His disciples, and He has much to say to them. And so we'll get to our Bible study here in just a few minutes. Again, I want to remind you, go to our website, www.considerhisword.org. You can find the previous Bible studies from these messages. You can also find there a link to our book, also called Consider His Word. You should go check that out. One other thing I want to mention before we get to the scripture is that in this Bible study, we're giving away little books of John. Now, these are little pocket-sized books of the Gospel of John. They're absolutely free. All you have to do is write to us and request one. You can request one through the website, again at www.considerhisword.org, and just check on the link that says Contact Us, and from there, simply send us an email. Give us your name and address. Secondly, you can write to us at our P.O. Box, and again, we'll be glad to send you this little pocket edition of the Gospel of John. The address is Consider His Word Ministries, P.O. Box 550-456. Again, 550-456. The city is Davie, D-A-V-I-E, Davie, Florida, 33355. We look forward to hearing you. Get your Gospel of John today and follow with us through Gospel of John is a wonderful gospel. I would encourage everyone. In fact, when I win someone to Christ or we have a new believer that comes, I always recommend to them first to read the Gospel of John. What a great book, and I know it'll be an encouragement to you. Now let's get to the scripture. We're actually going to only deal with one verse today. It's such a powerful verse as Jesus, again, in the upper room is speaking to His disciples. He's trying to encourage them. Jesus knows what's coming in the next few hours. Now remember, these are some of the last words that Jesus said before He was crucified. He had invited the disciples to the upper room where they there celebrated the Lord's Supper together. Jesus was, first of all, betrayed by Judas, and Judas has left. He's not there anymore. Jesus has also predicted the betrayal, or the denial, we should say, by Peter. Now, we know the disciples were there, and I personally think that there were others there as well. I think maybe some of the friends that Jesus had had, like Lazarus that Jesus had raised from the dead, and his sisters. And, of course, there were servants there, I believe, as well, and perhaps others. These are the followers of Jesus. They had been following Jesus and had been listening to him and learning the things that Jesus had said to them. They had seen many of the miracles that Jesus had done. And now he's saying these final words to them. And now Jesus says something that I think was not only important to them, but was also important to you also, and important to us today in this 21st century. Jesus said to them, I'm reading just from the John chapter 14, and verse 15. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Wow, what a powerful statement. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, I want you to notice that we keep the commandments of Jesus not for our salvation. We're saved by faith through God's grace toward us. We're saved by trusting Christ. We're not saved in obeying Christ. Now, certainly, I think we ought to obey Christ. Don't misunderstand me. That's important. But I think first comes faith. We trust Christ as our Savior. We ask him into our life and we follow him. And we are then obedient to his commandments. We obey the things that he told us to do. But we obey them because we love him. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, remember, Jesus knows what's in the heart of every one of his disciples. And Jesus knows what's in your heart today. And Jesus knows that if you're obeying him because you love him, or if you're obeying him for maybe some ulterior motive. Maybe you're obeying him because it's just a good way to live. Or maybe you're obeying him because out of guilt. But really, we ought to be obeying the Lord Jesus Christ, obeying his commandments, he said, because we love him. Now, some have gone through and studied the scripture. I've not done this personally, but they've gone through the Gospels and they have documented some 50 commandments of Jesus. It sounds a little overwhelming, doesn't it? But you know, as you follow Christ, as you begin to learn to live for him and learn to be like him, many of these commandments just kind of fall in place. And we obey them, we do them because we love him. And so in all of these commandments, and I'm not going to go through all 49 of them, you can go and research that for yourself and find those. I think that would be a great Bible study of itself, is what very specifically did Jesus tell us to do? Certainly, there's the ordinances of the church in the Lord's Supper. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Right here in this setting, in the time of the Lord's Supper, Jesus said, you do this. Do this in remembrance of me. So he's very specifically told us to do the Lord's Supper. And then he very specifically told us to baptize believers. These are ordinances of the church. Taking the Lord's Supper, receiving communion. Now again, we don't do it for our salvation. We do it because we love the Lord and we're obeying him. And then there was the ordinance of baptism. Every believer, every person who comes to Christ ought to be baptized and ought to be baptized under the authority of a local church, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that baptism was something Jesus told us to do. We call it part of the Great Commission. We're going to talk about that a little bit more here in just a few minutes. Some of the other commandments that Jesus told us to do, right here in the chapter before, we're reading now in John chapter 13. Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you. Jesus said, all right, here's something brand new. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. This was a big commandment for these disciples, because remember, some of these guys were kind of at odds with each other. I mean, you go from Matthew, who had sold out to the Roman government and was collecting taxes for the Romans. And then you go from that extreme to Simon Zelotes, who was a zealot for the Jews. two extremes. And now Jesus is telling them, I want you to love each other like I have loved you. It reminds me, a number of years ago, I was sitting in church. I was preparing to preach. And as I stepped into the pulpit, I noticed two young ladies that were sitting across the aisle from each other. Now, that was not unusual in itself, except that in just a matter of weeks before, the girl who was sitting on my left had gotten into a fight and stabbed the girl on my right. They had been in a fight, literally stabbed her. And here they were sitting in the house of God. They had found not only salvation, but forgiveness. And as the service was concluded that day, we rejoiced as they hugged each other and walked out as friends. Now that's forgiveness. That's loving like Jesus taught us how to love. He said, a new commandment I give you, to love each other. Here's a couple others. Jesus told us that we ought to repent. Repent. Jesus gave us a number of commandments about prayer. He said, if you pray in my name, I will do it. He told us to ask in faith. Jesus even told us some things to specifically pray for. He said that we ought to pray the Lord of the harvest, he said, that he would send forth more laborers into the harvest. Jesus told us to watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Gave us many commandments about prayer and about how we should pray and even what we should pray for. Then Jesus gave us the great example, of course, of his prayer in John chapter 17, what we often call the Lord's Prayer. Then there is also, and I mentioned this earlier, what we call the Great Commission. The Great Commission is when Jesus said to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In Matthew 28, again, some of the last words of the book of Matthew and some of the last words to his disciples when Jesus was on this earth and just before he was crucified. Actually, this was after he had been crucified. And before he had ascended, he said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, disciple all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Then he said, lo, I am with you always. In the Great Commission, he told us to go and make disciples, to win people to him, to lead them to the Savior. He told us then to baptize them. And then he said to teach them. Teach them. Notice he said, teach them all things whatsoever I have commanded you. We are to teach these commandments. And again, there are many. And nearly 50 of them that we've been able to identify in the Gospels. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, I don't think we ought to be so much concerned about keeping all of these commandments as we ought to be concerned about loving Jesus first. Because you see, if you love him like you ought to, if you love him with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, if you love Jesus, and if you're following Jesus as you grow in Christ and as you learn about Christ and as you learn about being like Jesus, I believe that all of these commandments will just fall into place, and you will do them, and you will obey them. If you love me, keep my commandments. What a powerful statement. And I hope that you're walking with the Lord and following the Lord and being obedient to him every day. I'm afraid our time is gone for the day, but I want to invite you to join us again next time when we open the scripture and consider his word.
Consider his word.